This is Apollo Control. We're now about 3 hours away from the time we plan to put in a call to Dave Scott and Jim Irwin aboard the Lunar Module Falcon on the lunar surface and get them started for their third and final period of extravehicular activity. Scott reported about 4 hours ago that he and Jim Irwin were going to call it a day and try to get some sleep. This was about 1 hour and 50 minutes behind their regularly scheduled beginning of their rest period. And as we have mentioned, this undoubtedly will cut short the EVA, or at least raises a very distinct possibility that the EVA will be shortened, most likely by about an hour. Throughout the evening in Mission Control, we've been working on a series of EVA plans, which we would hope to have ready to present to the oncoming shift gold team of flight controllers who will have responsibility for carrying out the EVA here in the control center. These EVA plans will cover the eventualities for EVAs ranging from 4 hours to 6 hours, probably in 30-minute segments. In other words, we would have a plan for a 6-hour EVA, one for an EVA that ran 5 hours, 30 minutes, 5 hours, four hours, 30 minutes, and 4 hours. The total time of the exploratory period would then depend on the time that the crew awakes and completes their EVA preparations. Both spacecraft continue to remain stable. We do not have radio contact with the orbiting command module at the present time. We're about 15 minutes away from reacquiring. But during the front side passes, when we've had telemetry data, the command module continues to look normal, as does the lunar module, and of course we have continuous telemetry data from the lunar module. At 157 hours, 3 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.